Man Cape Town named Dealer of the Year May 2, 2023. Last month, representatives from Man Automotive South Africa and Man dealerships across Southern Africa gathered at the Hilton Hotel in Sandton for the highly anticipated 2023 Awards Gala Dinner. The highlight of the event was the announcement of the 2022 Dealer of the Year, and Claire Petra Mathers was there to find out more. For over 20 years, the annual awards ceremony has recognized exceptional performance across the Man Group, celebrating the hard work and dedication of Man staff and dealerships throughout the Southern African region. This year's event was particularly significant. Due to the tough period endured by the industry during the pandemic, the company had been unable to honor delegates in person since 2019. Man Cape Town was named the 2022 Dealer of the Year, with Morn Victor, branch manager for the dealership, accepting the sought-after award. Victor says the award means a great deal to him and his colleagues. "It is a result of hard work, and this has been a real team effort. I think it's an excellent award. You're being acknowledged that you've put in the extra mile for the company," he explains. Man Automotive has announced the winner of its prestigious Dealer of the Year. The recipient is Man Cape Town. Pictured at the Dealer of the Year awards ceremony, from left to right, are Oliver Klein, MD of Man, Craig Van Nelson, parts manager at Man Cape Town, Morn Victor, branch manager at Man Cape Town, RYK Forey, service manager at Man Cape Town, and Noko Sopa, head of customer satisfaction management at Man. "Well done." Oliver Klein welcomes his successor, Jan Eichinger, to South Africa. Eichinger was appointed MD of Man Automotive, effective the 1st of May 2023. "The ability to keep the team motivated, especially in the current unstable economic times, was a big factor in the Cape Town dealership's win. As a result of COVID, our smaller business partners have disappeared or closed down in the Western Cape. I think keeping the team focused and positive is an extreme challenge in these times," says Victor. "But our attitude is that the gates never close, no matter what time of the day it is, and whether a customer has one truck or 100 trucks, they are still a valuable client of Man." Man Cape Town was also crowned the Service Dealer of the Year for the third year in a row, and Victor was elated at this achievement. "We want Cape Town to stay on top. My dream for the next 10 years is optimistic. I would like this dealership to become the flagship dealer in the country," he infuses. Addressing guests at the banquet, Oliver Klein, outgoing managing director of Man Automotive, South Africa, noted the ups and downs of the past few years. "We all had some challenges during COVID, but together, as Team South Africa, we overcame a lot of them. In the end, I'm really proud that we achieved, even overachieved, all of our targets, and that we delivered great results. That was only possible as a team," he asserted. "I would like to say thank you to my sales, service, and headquarter team. Your tireless engagement was unbelievable. You always went the extra mile, without complaining. Thank you for supporting me 24/7, Klein added. Busisiwe Mkhwanazi, marketing and brand manager of Man Automotive, South Africa, has paid tribute to the outgoing managing director. "Mr. Klein has held our company together in the toughest of times," she says. "He joined us from Germany during the global lockdown and was able to bring us together with a common love for the brand. Looking at where we are as a company, he has surely delivered." According to Mkhwanazi, the pandemic and the war in Ukraine have made things difficult for all companies, including Man. Despite these challenges, however, dealerships across the region have continued to adapt and excel. Because of this, she believes it is crucial to recognize individuals who have persevered for the Man brand in South Africa, and this has contributed to making the 2023 Dealer of the Year Awards evening especially meaningful. Also in attendance at the banquet was Jan Eichinger, who took over the reins as managing director on the 1st of May 2023. "This is such a lovely country and I'm more than honored to be here. The South African people always have an open door for you. They always welcome you with great sincerity," he notes. Eichinger says he is delighted to steer Man Automotive, South Africa, into the future at an extraordinary time in the company's history. "While our brand is steeped in tradition, The company is currently undergoing a transformation from a company selling products with internal combustion engines into a leading provider of intelligent and sustainable transportation solutions, he points out. I look forward to inviting South African transport operators to join me on this journey.